police state looks like! This is what a police state looks like!
That's the sound that greeted more than five dozen law enforcement officers Saturday night as the city kept good on its promise to remove all campers staying in Pioneer Park.
Because of the sanitary conditions, because of the crime that's occurred, because of the fact that we had a death, and the fact that the general conditions, I think we're enabling individuals with mental health issues, drug and alcohol dependencies, we're not getting them the help they need.
That's Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank, who says he wants the occupiers to be able to get their message out, but he has a responsibility to care for the community as a whole.
We are working on an avenue that they can have a presence here. In fact, we've talked with some people about leaving a couple of the structures up so that they have a place to go, because we certainly want them here during the daytime to express their free speech and be able to gather. And so we're not restricting that in any way, shape, or form. We're just not allowing people to camp overnight.
Some chose to be arrested, 19 people in all. Others chose to move on.
I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Nebraska. Yeah.
Arizona.
Michelle, Tim, and John all met 6 weeks ago. Since then, they have become a family and were packing up Saturday, getting ready to leave together.
Ogden occupies the next one, and we hope that more people come out, but just no drugs and alcohol. So it makes it easier for everything going on.
Several homeless advocates showed up to help with the eviction. ACLU of Utah Acting Legal Director Joe Cohn expressed disappointment with the city's decision to shut down the camp, but says his primary goal was to make sure everyone made it out of the park safely.
We're saddened to learn about the death of the man in his tent, but we do think that it's certainly an overreaction to be shutting down peaceful First Amendment activities. Certainly we would not be shutting down a homeless shelter if someone died in a homeless shelter the night before.
Cohn says the ACLU will continue to dialogue with the city to see what else can be done to support the Occupy movement. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.